listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Sex PharmD Podcast with your host, Dr. Nadia Archambault, licensed clinical pharmacist and certified sex therapist. With a focus on women's sexual health and wellness, Dr. A is here to cover important health topics and answer all of your questions about subjects that can be applied to pharmacy practice. And now, here's Dr. A.
Hi, everyone. I'm just bringing you another Sound Bites episode with Sex PharmD, so it's a little mini episodes. To talk about some things that are trending right now. The one big hot topic I want to talk about is Ozempic baby. I don't know how many of you have heard of this. It is a term that's being used out there all over social media. So what does it mean? So what's happening is women are now reporting pregnancies, unexpected pregnancies. Some women who have been infertile for a long time, not been able to conceive, or it's an oopsie baby, surprise baby. So why might this be happening since they've started Ozempic? So as you know, Ozempic or Wegovy is the other brand name that you've seen. The generic is semaglutide, which is in science terms, it's a glucagon-like peptide, GLP-1 analog. Here's Miss Mandy. She's going to contribute also. So it's used, as you know, for add-on to diet and exercise, originally for people with diabetes type 1. And it helps improve control of their blood sugar levels. So Ozempic started out with that. And then as time goes on, now people are using it as a weight loss drug who do not have type 2 diabetes. So people who are obese or need to lose an excessive amount of weight, which we all know some people really don't need to lose that much weight, but they're still using it. There's a lot of gray areas. And it's kind of crazy to me that it's being so readily available online to people. I'm not really sure what to make of it. But back to the pregnancy part. So what happens is if someone's obese, their estrogen levels will increase. So that can actually make reproduction harder for some people. So if they are to lose weight, their hormones can rebalance possibly, and that could increase fertility. So that's one possibility for that happening. So for example, someone that has polycystic ovarian disease syndrome, PCOS, that causes insulin resistance. And that's why it can cause infertility for women. So when you correct that, when you correct the insulin resistance, you are increasing fertility. So there's that whole theory. Also the Ozempic or Wegovy, all of those, they will slow gastric emptying time. So they slow down your digestion. That can also slow down drug absorption that you're taking. Hence, if you're on a birth control pill, that can make it less effective by slowing down absorption. So that can be a theory too. I know that they're studying it more right now. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the future. But it could be the one of two things: decreasing weight, decreasing estrogen levels, restoring hormone balance, making you more fertile, or slowing down absorption of the birth control pill if that's something that someone is on. So that's the little tidbit about Ozempic baby that everyone's hearing about. Since we're also talking in that area, birth control pills and fertility and things like that, I wanted to give you all an update on the FDA-approved daily birth control pill that's available over the counter. It's called O-Pill. I know I've talked about it before when we were kind of waiting to see when it would be released. Now it's available online. You can actually go on the O-Pill website. The average cost is about, it looks like they're doing like a 3-pack for $49.99, which is not that bad. And I'm sure other retailers are offering different deals on it also to make it affordable for everybody. So what is O-Pill? O-Pill is what's called Norgestrel, and it's 0.075 is the strength. You'll see it on the actual package. So basically that is, and that's in milligram. So that is a synthetic version of progesterone, and that's called progestin. Now, prescription birth control, that's also can be estrogen and progestin combination, or progestin only. So the difference between the over-the-counter one and something that's prescribed is that this does not have estrogen in it. So there's no estrogen. So that means that people who are more susceptible to migraines, high blood pressure, are breastfeeding, perimenopausal, smokers greater than 35 years of age, that puts them at higher risk for blood clotting and obesity also. So that puts them at higher risk for blood clotting, which is that is attributed with the estrogen component in birth control. So this does not have that. So that's a good thing. Of course, you have to I still recommend consulting with your doctor before purchasing this to make sure it's a good fit for you and your body. But I think that's important to know. And like most other oral contraceptives, it's 98% effective at preventing pregnancy when taken correctly. This is very important. It has to be taken at the same time each day. There should not be more than an hour window. I would try to take it on at the same time every day for it to be 98% effective, or as effective as it possibly can be. So if you're hours late or a day late or any longer than that, you definitely want to use a backup method. And then it starts building up in your system, starts working after 48 hours after you take the first pill. So this is important too. You take the first pill, it's not effective yet in your body. So it takes 48 hours. I would give it more time also. I'd give it a week. So you definitely want to use a backup method if you are having sex. So that's something you want to consider too. I think it's great that it's being readily available. Of course, there's pros and cons to everything. I still think that women should be consulting with their OBGYNs first before just purchasing and taking any medication. But I do think this is nice that it is readily available for women now over the counter. And it's FDA approved, which is great. So those are my little sound bites, and I'll be coming up with more as we have more trending topics. See y'all soon. Bye.